Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
eating fish wings.
No, no, you can't. No, you cannot. And
what'd
if you,
call
you do,
huh? You can't.
You can't. You can't do that. Do not eat fish wings ever in your life. If you see it on a menu, leave the restaurant.
So we found out on the show this morning that Nath ate fish wings in WA. Mm. Are there bones in it?
It's
just bones and scales.
It's bone and scale with batter around it.
Do you eat the actual fin?
No. Apparently,
you're supposed to.
You're supposed to.
It's a delicacy. But
they say there's a bit of meat on it.
No, there isn't.
There is no meat on it. It is bone and scale and batter. That's it. I ate the batter. That was it.
And the chips.
Yeah, they're all right, but I think I was so down by how bad the fish wings were. Fish don't have wings! There you go.
Unless you're a flying fish.
Yeah.
Well, that was a classic joke.
Yeah, we're pretty funny.
You'll hear that. You'll hear what happened. But
Just quickly, yesterday's podcast was really good. I sent you guys a message.
Yeah, you had to listen to it, didn't you? Yeah.
I listened. Wasn't my favourite.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No, I didn't dislike it, but I didn't go, I don't really know what Jimmy's saying here.
What could
I wasn't seeing anything because it's an audio
hearing
medium.
I was hearing it.
Oh, no. Well, technically, you could have seen the numbers going down. You know what I mean? You could have watched the countdown of the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, for context, Jimmy sent a message to Nathan and myself saying, hey, guys, first 10 minutes of today's podcast, really good. So I had to listen and I was like, it's not bad.
What could we have done better, in your opinion?
Oh, no. Look, nothing you could have done better. It was perfectly wonderful. It was the exact show that
just
we know it's going to be.
Not your
fave. Just wasn't like a standout to me.
Someone come up to you the other day and said to you.
I didn't tell Grace this. Yeah. I went to Pilates yesterday when I finished the class. I don't know this young lady's name, but she came up to me and she just finished class and I'm sort of out of it. And I was and she was showing me her phone. I was like, why are you showing me? She goes, look. And it was the notification from the listener app about the Jimmy and Nath podcast.
She's got a listener. How cool.
Yeah, she goes, I listened to the podcast. So shout out. I'm sorry I didn't get your name yesterday because you walked out and we were getting ready, but yeah, big fan.
There you go. Well, that's lovely.
Yeah, because here you can listen to this. You can enter $1 million alpha bucks.
You can do anything here.
So much.
You can. If you guys could do anything right now, what would you do?
I'd have a nap.
What would I do?
Wait, anything in the world?
Yeah.
I would...
Have sex with Harry Styles.
Oh, actually, no, you're right. Nah. I'd do that and then have a nap.
Imagine if he was listening.
He goes, was that guy that came up to you. Showed you the...
And she, Grace is gone. I don't know. What would you do if you could do anything in the world?
That's a lot of pressure.
I know.
If I could do anything in the world right now. I don't know. I don't know an answer. Eat at a buffet.
No, you can do that anytime. Says me, who's having a nap.
You sleep every day.
You pick to do nothing because that's what snapping is.
Anything in the world you know what you've picked? Sleeping.
Yeah.
Everybody does that every day.
She's picked nothing. You can do anything in the world. Nothing. I'd just rather snooze.
Coming at me for the buffet.
Meet Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I'll have a nap.
Oh, I could meet Cher. I could meet Gaga.
You have sex that you can do anything and you've got a nap. Anything.
What's wrong with me?
That's a big question. Do not have the capacity to answer that.
That's it.
What would you do right now?
I'd want to go somewhere, maybe like real sunny and warm and party. Like party with cool people.
You know where? I go to like countryside Italy, drink like an Aperol Spritz, look out over the ocean, and Harry Styles is there with
me. Like Tuscany?
Yeah.
Mm. I'd go on a wine tasting tour with P. Diddy in southern France.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Because P. Diddy apparently just a real fun guy. From everything that I've read and seen, just a fun guy.
But have you had a good buffet before? Because...
Oh, have you had a good nap?
Oh, good nap at a buffet.
Good nap, though. Something else.
Nap in a buffet, hey?
I like to nap after a buffet because usually buffets I eat too much.
Yeah.
Because you're unlimited. Yeah. And then you feel bloated.
And you take a little bit. You take a little bit, put it in a napkin, and you never eat it.
Get tired because your body's doing a lot of work digesting.
You need a nap, don't you?
I really do.
I want to apologise to that lovely lady I met yesterday.
Yeah. No, we've run out of music. That's a sign.
Nath, the AFL Grand Final is on this weekend. Saturday, 7:15, a later one, is the first bounce where the Western Bulldogs will take on the Melbourne Demons. We thought there's only one man we could chat to, a close personal friend of ours, an absolute star of the Lauderdale Football Club, robbed at the best and fairest. Uh-huh. Sorry, Sigo.
And Jack Riewoldt said no, so...
Please drop in Alan Christensen.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. Thanks for having me, boys.
No, good to be here. When the AFL Grand Final week comes around, do you look back and think about when you were playing and winning one? Or
yeah, I was a young whippersnapper. I was in my 19th game, I think.
So, 19th game.
Wow.
Yeah, and the week went pretty quickly. You know, you sort of go through your normal routine early part of the week, but, you know, it's not normal when you're having closed training sessions and there's, you know, two or three helicopters above the ground. And then, you know, you've got 4,000 or 5,000 people showing up to the last training session.
It's insane.
And then grand final parade week where you're, you know, driving down the city of Melbourne with hundreds of thousands of people just everywhere.
Insane. Do you think you were more chill because you're early in your career, or you're like, how are you feeling? Like, because again, you're, what did you say, 19th game? So
yeah, I think because being at Geelong, there were so many players who'd been in grand finals. They sort of just tried to make sure I was doing my thing and trying to keep it as normal as possible. But you know, just not taking it for granted, which I'm lucky I didn't, because, you know, I never got to play in one again. Played in some pretty big games after that, but yeah, never got to the big dance again. So, yeah.
Alan, describe that moment on grand final day where you walk out into the G and you see it completely packed. Like, what does that feel? Can you feel it? Can you feel the roar?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the, you know, more special feelings that I ever got to feel. And, you know, just especially when we're kicking goals, and I think we kicked the goal within like 12 or 13 seconds that day. And I started on the bench, and just when Travi Varko ran out of the centre and kicked that first goal, and just to hear the roar of the crowd, and it's just, yeah, sort of gives you goosebumps now.
How do you, like, I don't know, I can't imagine how you deal with the pressure. Like, especially you're so young when you were there. How do you deal with the pressure?
You said he's old now.
You're so old now. Yeah. I mean, what are you, like, 50, 60 now? He's over the hill. Yeah, oh. Gee, this is one of the last chats we have. Lord it out, the BCS behind him. I don't know what's going on here. He's going to the RSL after this. It'll be good. So how do you deal with the pressure? Like, especially, I mean, young kids now playing footy, playing finals and stuff, they feel the pressure, but I can't imagine at that age walking out onto that stadium on that stage in front of the entire country. What do you put in place?
Yeah, you just got to, yeah, take it for what it is and just, you know, experience the actual moment. And I just, yeah, remember running out there, sort of getting my first touch of the footy. And then once that sort of happened, I went, all right, this is just another game now. And like, you sort of just block out everything that's going on, because that's what you do as professional athletes. You just got to get down to business at the end of the day at some stage. So, yeah, it was, there's moments in games where you recognize like something's going on. And I feel like that just happens a bit more often in AFL grand finals, where you go, oh, that's a big play, or oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Like, them sort of moments just happen a little bit more. So, yeah, it's, you know, one of the, you know, the greatest things I've ever been able to achieve, and
do you think,
lucky to.
Do you think it's going to feel, I guess, different because it isn't at the MCG? Like, it's over in Perth? Like, it won't feel as big, maybe? Like, less pressure for the boys?
It'll feel big because that stadium, you know, they've absolutely done it to the teeth. And, yeah, you know, the lighting and the show and the spectacle, they make sure that, you know, when them players run out there, there's like pressures on girls.
Well, someone telling us they're running out, guys, it's a big day. Come on.
Grand final, guys. Grand final. Well, let's talk the grand final. Doggy's taking on the D's. Who's your pick?
I think the D's will win. You know, I played with Steph Martin, who's the ruckman for the Bulldogs for the last 6 years, and, you know, I love him to bits, and I'd love for him to win. But I think, you know, being, you know, the way the Melton have played this year, you know, they're just so fit, they're strong, they run hard. So I actually just can't really see them losing if they play the best of their ability.
Mm, absolutely.
When you're towards the end of your career, sorry to bring it back up.
towards the end of your career.
28 years ago, apparently.
do you try and tell the boys, like, you know, how big it is? Like, do you try and put that knowledge onto them to be like, you know, we've got to turn up towards not just like grand final day, but the finals, you've got to turn up?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, really important that, you know, players understand, and younger players, that, you know, these moments, and at the Lions, we sort of started playing finals, and we went out in straight sets 2019, and then last year we lost in a prelim. I just made sure when I was done, I made sure those young fellas knew that, you know, this moment might not show up again. And while you've got the opportunity and we've got the list that we have, like, we've got to start, you know, delivering in, on the big stage. And unfortunately, again, they couldn't. But, you know, the list is there. Key injuries, you know, hopefully next year they can bounce back.
Absolutely. Well, Alan, we appreciate you coming in, but there is something that we did want to ask you since okay. you've been in here, because every grand final, I mean, last year discounted because obviously we had some COVID issues.
Yeah.
But every grand final, we do a little thing, and it's called Pie Guys.
Unos, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
Give it to me, Jimmy. The pie's the pie.
Hobart says, from the Pie Guys.
It's called the Pie Guys. It's called the Pie Guys.
Do you like that? Do you like that little,
you like that little opening
yeah,
song?
Good. Yeah.
So what we do is on grand final day, Jimmy and myself, we get into the Hit Jeep and we deliver free national pies around to the grand final parties in Hobart. And for the first time ever, we like to invite somebody else.
Yeah, look, you know, you've got a bit of experience. You know, you do a bit of coaching now at Lauderdale. We figure you can maybe coach Nathan and I through the day. You know, maybe like a little halftime speech, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to come to be our official, what are we calling him? Sausage roll.
If we're the Pie Guys, he's a sausage roll. Do you want to be our sausage roll?
Would you like to be our sausage
roll?
I
would love to be your sausage roll,
guys. Oh, we got a sausage roll, guys.
It's not just Jimmy Nath coming to your house. Yeah. It's also ex-AFL player, current Lauderdale star, Alan Christensen. Will be
yes,
joining us
of
as well.
Course. Okay, this is good because we need someone there who actually knows what they're talking about when it comes to footy.
Because the problem is we've done it before, right? And you're standing there and people want to chat a little footy.
Mm.
Oh, so I'm doing all the hard work.
Yeah, you're doing the hard work, mate. We're just eating the pies. Well, the other thing is what we
go for photos.
We go a lot of time. Like we went to Glenorchy Footy Club a couple of years ago.
And so, they want to have a kick as well.
Yeah.
And Nathan and I aren't.
Like, we've embarrassed. We lost a ball.
I might get bashed at Glenorchy.
Yeah. That one, you stay in the car, we'll lock it.
Yeah, we're going to go to Lauderdale and Signet.
Yeah. I remember there was one party we went to, and it was a kids' party, and they're like, oh, Jimmy, Nath, come kick the footy with us. Well, that was...
Nath kicked their footy over the fence.
Yeah. I got a bit excited. So it'd be good to have somebody who actually knows how to play the game.
Yeah, a bit of skill.
Which would be good. So, Alan, we would love you to join us on Pie Guys as our official sausage roll.
Wow, thanks, guys. Okay. Really appreciate it.
Perfect. He's locked in. There you go. So the Pie Guys is not just Jimmy Nath. We've got our sausage roll. AFL Grand Final winner, Alan Christensen, joining us, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, love that. And also, just one thing before we go as well. In the studio today is our boss, Sweet Chili Philly. And his son Chandler, or his brother Chandler. The last time I saw Chandler,
God, he's big, isn't he?
He's taller than you and me.
He's huge.
He's some sort of monster.
He's grown like a metre in a couple of months.
I said to Phil, because look, they're both massive Lions fans. Yeah. We know Alan played for the Lions. We were like, come in. And yeah, I hadn't seen Chandler in a while, mate. You're an absolute giant. But what we've done is, massive shout out to Bunny for organising this, by the way. If you want to come over, both of you. Put your headphones on. Mm. Got a little message here from the Chandler's too big. He's tripped over the TV in the background.
Chandler's too big.
So shout out to Bunny for organising this, but we've reached out to the captain of the Lions to get a little message for the both of you.
Have a listen to this, boys.
Hey, Phil. Hey, Chandler. Zorks here. Just wanted to say thank you so much for being massive Lions fans down in Tasmania. Every time we come down there, you guys are absolutely amazing. And Jimmy, Nathan and Bun continuously tell us just how supportive you guys are of us down there. So we really appreciate that at the club. And as I said, every time we come to Tasmania, you guys are absolutely amazing for us. Sorry we couldn't get the job done this year. We certainly tried our hardest, but just fell short. But fingers crossed next year that we can get the job done and hold out that Premiership Cup. Thanks again, guys, and go the Lions.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. What do you reckon, Chandler? Pretty cool.
That was so cool. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, we didn't ask Phil. It's fine if Bunny comes with us on Saturday, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Thanks for organising that.
Nah,
and what do you reckon, Phil? I do a pretty good Zorko, don't I? Thanks for joining us, guys. Good morning.
It is...
What's that?
What's that?
Sorry, I was just rubbing the microphone.
Nice sound, isn't it?
It's going to make for a great video, so thanks for...
I didn't realise it would make a sound.
So, Jimmy, just keep going.
No, it's the fact that she was rubbing it. So imagine me zooming in on that and then
please
slow
don't
motion.
Do that.
Maybe some sexy music.
Mm. I don't think I rubbed it that aggressively.
Yeah, that's the... Anyway, at Jimmy Nath if you want to see that video. But now it's time to answer some questions.
Oh, hang on. The thing's frozen.
Oh, no.
The thing's frozen.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's actually...
There it is. Oh, there we go. Delayed. Anything. That's weird.
We're not off to a great start, but we'll do our best to answer some questions.
All right, question number one. Just going to jump straight into it. This one comes from @lil_sammyv. Highlight of your holidays and your least favourite highlight?
So low light.
Low light.
My low light was not doing this job.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because I actually came in.
You did come in on a Thursday on your day off.
Mm.
Put in a timesheet for that?
No.
I would have.
Sent an invoice. I missed the job. My highlight would be probably mountain biking up in St. Helens.
Yeah, nice. Highlight for me, meeting a quokka in WA, Rottnest Island. God, they're beautiful creatures.
Love I was jealous
so,
of that.
So happy.
So cool.
They take selfies. Oh, God, they're beautiful. Low light was when, and I told you about this, Jim, last week, was when I went to a restaurant and I ordered what I thought was fish and chips. Turns out it was fish wings. And chips.
Fish don't have wings.
That is my argument. Thank you, Grace.
What is a fish wing?
I thought they'd made a mistake.
They're little.
They batter the flippers.
No, you can't do that.
You
That's
can't.
Their arms.
You can't do that. Exactly right.
Also fins.
100%.
My favourite part of this. My favourite part of this story is Nate told me right, and so he's telling me goes. So I see fish fins. Was it fish fins and chips?
No, it was fish wings.
Fish wings. Sorry, fish
battered
wings and
fish
chips.
Wings.
And then he says, "You say to the waitress."
I said to her, I was like, okay, clearly this is
a mistake.
Obviously, it's fish and chips. And she goes, no, it's fish wings. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, like the little flipper, we batter that. There's heaps of meat on it.
It's a delicacy.
There's
apparently.
No meat on
there
that.
There is no meat on it. Absolutely, I can attest to that.
That is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
It was horrible. Never
Google
get it.
It's
Google it. It's disgusting.
Did you eat it?
Of course I hate it. But I hate it. Even Meg, my partner.
Meg said you ate the chips and then you picked the batter off
I
the wing.
I just ate the patter. I ate the batter and it was just wing left. Which is not a wing. It's a flipper. Flippers.
Isn't that just scales?
Yes, it's scale and batter. That's what they offered me. And it was horrible.
And it was expensive.
It was like $40. And that was the cheapest thing on the menu. Oh... The more I say about it, the more I'm annoyed I went on
so
holidays.
Funny. Google it if you get a chance if you listen to the show.
Fish wings.
Fish wings.
And if you're a shop and you offer fish wings, stop it.
Oh, well, I'm sure someone does. You shouldn't have ordered it because it said fish wings.
No one likes fish wings. No one.
Pay a little bit extra and get the steak.
13 10 60 if
fish
you
steak.
Like fish wings.
Yeah.
Fish
the
steak.
Meat.
Oh, horrible, horrible. Yeah, the rest of my holiday was great.
That's ruined my day.
Oh, no. It ruined my day. I was so sad. So sad.
Still a little upset about it.
I was so angry. I stole some stuff from the buffet that they were setting up for the next morning. That's how mad I was. Took some peanut butters. So I'll show you. Bloody fish wings.
Question number two.
I'll take your craft.
This one comes from @SamCribbin2021. What was your first ever bad injury?
Choked on a fish wing.
No. Didn't you break your... leg or arm when you were running away from home?
Yeah, broke my ankle trying
to
climb out my window.
Someone's calling. You've asked to call for fish wings. Do you want to put them on hold and answer
quickly. You can go outside. I'll answer this. I've lost them. Grace will call them back. What was the question?
Oh, yeah. Injury when you ran away from home.
Yeah, tried to run away from home.
We've lost him. Thanks
always
for
lost
leaving,
him.
Grace.
Call no back worries. That person who was calling. tried to run away from home. Tried to climb out the window. Realised I got halfway and there was nothing else to hold on to. Fell a story and broke my ankle. Dad found me sprawled out on the driveway. Had a bag. Inside the bag was a picture of Mum and Dad, who I was angry at and I was running away from. My teddy bear and, weirdly, a Bible.
That's so dramatic.
Yeah, so dramatic.
Big into the Lord, aren't you?
Yeah, love the Lord.
The singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Never be
thought
royals.
Was the lyrics.
Royals.
Mm.
Do you want to answer, Jimmy, question number three?
This was pretty long. I punched someone and broke my hand.
Yeah, okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Question number three. This one comes from @GeorgiaMcKibben_. What's one thing that can instantly make your day better?
Tell you what won't make his day
better. Don't mention the FW word on the show. Yeah.
I don't think I can say.
I'm banning it. FW.
Fish wing.
Don't!
I know what Mike... Yeah, this... Yeah.
What?
I can't say what makes your day better, you know.
Doing this show.
Yeah. I can say. You're right.
Doing this show makes my day better. What makes your day better?
Doing this show.
It's good.
Good work, team.
Good work, guys. Fish wings.
That's properly ruined
There's
my morning.
There's nothing you can do to make them better, either.
So, did you ask for sauce? Does it come with sauce?
It came with tartare sauce,
but it's still, it's scale with batter around it. What is that? They're not even wings.
Well, you went, it's a fancy thing. It's a fancy restaurant.
See, it wasn't even that fancy.
It was a motel restaurant. We're staying in a motel. Maybe that was the mistake.
Maybe it was flying fish.
What type of fish fly?
Flying fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, guaranteed $1 million. A listener is going to win that. It's very simple game, as easy as ABC. We give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct, you win $1,000. We then send you over to Million Dollar Day with Carrie and Tommy, where you'll play for $1 million. Reminder, we can no longer accept the same answer twice. And you too can be a part of it by downloading the listener app, searching for your boys Jimmy and Nath, and fill out the competition entry form. Very, very easy. And this morning, playing for $1,000 from Oak Downs. Hello, Joanna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, going all right. $1 million, Joanna. Obviously a lot of money. What do you reckon you'd spend it on?
The first thing I'd do is buy a giant new suitcase to keep me around the world on all my travels.
Okay. COVID's still on, so.
Yeah.
I'm going anyway.
Anyway. Yeah,
well, I love
she,
that.
She can pay for hotel quarantine.
Yeah.
Exactly. Really, in every country.
Yeah, every absolutely country. You can. I tell you, a good suitcase makes a difference, doesn't it? I had a really dodgy one when I went over to WA recently. Big hole in the bottom of it. Like my clothes, when it went onto the, what's it called? The thing.
The
when
belt.
It, the belt. Stuff was coming out.
Really?
Of the
I'm
bottom of
it. I'm surprised to let you check it on.
Yeah, or I had a bit of tape on the bottom of it when I checked it on.
Joan, if you win that $1 million, can you buy Nathan a suitcase too?
Yeah, just buy me a suitcase.
I probably could.
No, not probably, definitely could. It's $1 million.
It doesn't sound like she wants to, though.
All right, Joanna, let's see what we can do for you. Today, your letter is N, as in N for Nath. Your 30 seconds starts in the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass. We can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Joanna from Oak Downs, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, your first question, beginning with N. Name an Australian actress.
Pass.
A fast food.
Nando's.
A sports brand.
Nike.
A breakfast cereal.
Pass.
A family member.
Niece.
Five-letter word.
Pass.
A boy's name.
Nathan.
A sport.
Pass.
Netflix original series.
Oh, God.
Pass. Something for a baby.
Nappy.
Australian actress.
Oh, no.
Joe, Nathan, I play, like, you know, during the news, and it was my turn to have a go this morning. And I did the same as you. I missed Australian actress, and I also missed sport.
Yeah.
The same as you.
Oh, my God.
The two tough ones.
Yeah, I couldn't get them, but Nicole Kidman apparently is the actress.
The only reason I knew Nicole Kidman is because I'm watching a show. I just started watching a show with her in it, that Nine Perfect Strangers.
How's that going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have you heard of that, John? It's okay.
I've seen the trailer.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What's that on?
Binge? It's a Hulu original, So I think it might be on Binge.
Must be nice.
Yeah, go, how many streaming services have you got? All right, John, look, unfortunately, we can't give you $1,000. I will give you $50, though, all thanks to MyState, the human way to bank, okay?
Thank you.
Jim, as we know, on Sunday was AFL's Night of Nights, the Brownlow Medal. The big medal, everyone dresses up, the red carpet, you would have seen it all on TV, on the magazines, and
it's
the glossies.
People post about it, like
people
on their personal
it.
Instagrams.
People absolutely love
it. Heaps of people we work with were posting photos of the, you know, not the blokes, just the
girls
partners
and
their
the dresses.
Dresses.
Well, it seems there was a few issues for the wives and girlfriends, or the wags this year, because a couple of them were wearing the same dress. Now, the main one on all the tabloids, the wife of Gold Coast Suns coach, Stuart Jew, Sarah Cumming, her name is, and partner of partner of GWS Giants player, Stephen Coniglio, Rebecca Demlakian, geez, big names.
You need to say the day.
Oh, I've got to get them out. You know what I mean? People are fans of these people. You know
what
I mean?
Right.
I can't just say Stephen and Rebecca.
Yeah, they know if you're a fan.
Well, Stephen and Rebecca. Both opted for identical black and white gowns. This is the thing. All and the tabloids, they love it. They jump on and go, oh, disaster. Disaster. But I don't think it is.
I don't want to. I won't name names. Friends of the show.
No name names.
No, I won't. But the Tasmanian Cricket Awards.
Yeah.
Two people we know were wearing the same dress.
Same dress.
And they saw, like, you know, you're getting ready. Mm. So the photos go up on Instagram, like, we're getting hair done, whatever. One of them saw that the other one was wearing it and went, hang on, I need to go wear a different dress.
I need to
so
change.
So I didn't rock up to the event.
Grace, bring you in here as someone who's going to be more insightful than us about this. I don't think it's a big deal. If anything, it's complimentary because it's like, well, at least one other person likes the dress you're wearing because they decided to wear it too.
Look, the wearing the same thing isn't the issue. It's who wore it better that's the issue. So it's not an issue if you're the better looking one, but if you're the one that's going, oh, I actually lose this round, that's when it's the issue.
Right. Okay.
Because essentially you're going head to head with someone.
Yeah, because people immediately start to compare the two of you. They go, well, you know, you've styled it with better shoes and a clutch. Like, you look better there.
Oh, so it's about the style and the accessories.
Yeah. Have you seen in magazines? I'm sure they still do it. I haven't read a magazine in a very long time. Mm. But they have, like, full who wore it better segments where they'll put two pictures of anyone wearing the same colour, same jacket, and then they'll rate who wore it better.
See, it always happens with gowns and stuff because, I mean, I wear the same suit all the time. Jimmy and I have purposely gone to events wearing the exact same thing, down to the tie and accessory, and so, I love it.
That's... You guys have... Weird.
Yeah, we are.
And also, people don't notice men's suits if they're the same or not.
That's true.
No, I remember when Karl Stefanovic made a point and he wore the same jacket for a year.
And nobody noticed. Nobody said a word.
Or cared.
But Lisa, they'd always have a go at Lisa Wilkinson, who was the co-host at the time.
Okay, but what about the fact that it's like it kind of looks like another advantage of if you've got the same dress on as somebody else is it looks like you're everywhere. You know what I mean? It looks like you're just owning the room.
Well, no, because you're different people.
Different people.
Yeah, but I mean, different people if you really closely examine. You know what I mean? But if you just see the dress, you go, oh, look, they're there. Oh, my God, they're there too. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, social butterfly knows everybody. Trying to find positives of wearing the same dress.
Look, one of the things that I do love about you, you know this, I've been in the Record Man times, you're one of the most positive people I know, isn't he, Grace?
Yes. But that's sometimes too positive.
That's okay. A stretch. All right. That's what they call
a stretch.
Did you hurt yourself?
A stretch in the dress.
Breaching that dress. Stretch.
Okay. What about this one? Okay. You've got dress issues with your dress.
Drishoes.
Drishoes, I think they're called officially. Yeah. You've got dress issues, right? You're like, oh, I wish somebody else knew how this dress worked. I don't know how to do it up. Bang. You go to the lady who's also wearing the same dress.
Who doesn't know how to do a dress up, especially if you got into it in the first place?
This particular person might not. They all have stylists. That stylist might have helped them. They're not there. So I'll go to the other person in the same dress.
I'll tell you what you need to do if you are wearing the same dress as somebody else is you really need to own it. So you need to go, oh my God,
as in
how
purchase
funny.
It. Oh. No. Not borrow it.
Go take a photo together, be like, oh my God, lol, good taste. Like you've just got to own it.
Really lean into it.
Yeah. If you're like upset about it, people are like, oh, she's upset about wearing the same dress.
Okay. Asking you, Grace. So we go to the Radio Awards, probably aren't happening this year.
No.
But let's just say they were.
Oh, they might be on Zoom.
Let's just say they were, right?
Yes.
If you were with us getting ready, we're in a room, right? Mm. And then you saw on Instagram that someone else had the same dress that you were wearing.
Yeah.
Would you attempt to change your outfit?
I wouldn't change my outfit. I'd just make sure I looked better than them.
Right. Okay. So.
But the thought, it would cause you a bit of distress.
Absolutely, it would cross my mind. Yeah. Not distress. Like, it would ruin my day. Yeah. I'd just be like, all right, well, I'm just going to step it up a notch.
All right. Well, here's what I want to ask. 13-10-60, is wearing the same outfit as somebody else at an event really that bad? Because I don't think it is. I mean, Grace, you've made some good points. But I'm trying to...
But Nate did say how it's cool how you look together.
If you just look super social. Jimmy, just asked the question, 13-10-60, is wearing the same outfit as somebody else at an event really that bad? This is after, of course, the Brownlow was on Sunday night, and there was a few issues with a few of the wives and girlfriends, a few of the wags wearing the same dress. And the tabloids, they love it. And producer Grace was just telling us before that they always do the who wore it better.
Yeah, but even like they rate like dudes can throw a jacket and tie on and wear all gravy. Like it's not even like... You know what I mean? Like, if you go to the races, there's just some ugly men out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And then chicks put on a dress and put hours into it, and suddenly there's all these people going, oh, she shouldn't be wearing that, or, oh, look at it. Yeah. It's like...
I've had the same shoes for 10 years.
I'm with you. I think it is... I mean, interesting, we'll go to the phones. I think there are people out there go, oh, my God, I can't believe those chicks are wearing similar.
I think there's a few advantages.
It shouldn't be. At the end of the day, you should wear whatever you want, and if you're comfortable in it, that's most important.
Absolutely. Some of the advantages I addressed before, I think it's a good sign because it means at least one person likes your dress because they wore it too.
Mm.
I think they could help if you had dress issues because they know the dress, and also makes you look like a social butterfly. Yeah, owning the room. That person's everywhere.
That's my favourite that you would see people wearing the same dress and go, same person.
Just finding some positives. Absolutely.
You are. You know, what are the Mr. Men?
Mr. Happy.
You no, Mr. Positive.
Mr. Positive, yeah. Oh, hopefully not. I'm vaxxed. Mel from Ewan Valley. Mel, is it that bad if you wear the same outfit as somebody else at an event?
I don't think it's a disaster, but I think as women, you put in a lot of time to pick your outfit. You pick your dress and you pick your shoes that match and your clutch and your hairpiece and whatever. So I think when you see someone else with the same, like it's not a disaster, but it just means that you're not kind of a standout, you know what I mean? Someone else has got the same.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Has this happened to you before, Mel?
No, I don't think so. But then the whole Brownlow thing, that's another level because you've got media and you're being scrutinised. You know, in the little Hobart event, it's not for that. But like, you know, on the big media circus, you're being scrutinised by everyone. So it is a lot worse on the big scale.
On the big stage. What do you think about my advantage, Mel, that Jimmy's struggling to understand of that?
Oh, I get what you're saying. I just don't think
that you look like a social butterfly because you look like you're everywhere, Mel.
No.
Mel, it's Jimmy here. Would we call that a bit of a stretch, would we?
And he's got to pull a muscle.
Trev from Old Beach, wrap things up. What do you reckon, Trev? Wearing the same outfit as somebody else at an event, is it that bad?
Look, I really don't think it is. I think dress designers and that put a dress out there and say if a brunette rocks up to a party wearing it, all well and good. But if you're a blonde at home and think, I like the dress, but I'd like to know what I'd look like in a dress like that. If a blonde turns up in the same dress, you can compare and you can go, well, actually, that doesn't suit me or it does suit me, and it'll suit the dressmaker better because they can profit from more people wearing it.
Love your positivity, Trev.
Trev, you're thinking about the money.
Clever.
You know, the ka-ching.
Yeah, the commercial side.
Always thinking about the money.
You're a cash guy. Trev, I mean, do you go to many events, mate? Have you ever worn the same suit as somebody else?
No, I don't. But, I mean, I know girls tend to sort of get a bit catty about it, but like you say, blokes all just wear a suit, they all look the same, but then we all look the same, but we don't complain about it either.
No. You go to the races, every bloke basically looks the same.
Yeah.
It's suit, jacket, tie, and then, the women, there's too much pressure.
Too much pressure? No, no. Okay, what we've learned here is there needs to be more pressure on men.
No, less pressure.
We're gonna call for a glass of grace. Glass of grace.
Hey, Grace.
Really love it if you didn't do that.
The trailer for the new Macbeth movie, The Tragedy of Macbeth, dropped overnight. Here's a little bit of the trailer.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
Ooh, spooky. So that's one of the famous lines from Macbeth.
Is it?
And what's some of the other famous lines?
Out, damn spot, out. That's Lady Macbeth.
And also, double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Absolutely.
I think
you'll find that's Bewitched.
It's not Bewitched.
That's where they got it from, Macbeth.
So,
what's the Three Witches movie with
Witches of Eastwick?
Meryl Streep? No. Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
No, there's one Cher is in.
Bette Midler.
What's that one? Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Casper Meets Wendy.
Great movie.
Great film.
Fantastic movie.
Hilary Duff, my first ever crush. She was in.
I remember.
Because Casper was my first. He was a friendly ghost.
First crush. I was checking him out last week.
The movie's directed by Joel Coen, starring Denzel Washington as Lord Macbeth and Frances McDormand as Lady Macbeth. It obviously follows the plot of the Shakespeare play Macbeth.
I hope so.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Hope they don't go off script.
No. Well, they might.
Are they going to be? Is it going to be Baz Luhrmann'd up? Like, you know what I mean? Is it going to be a little bit more interesting? Or
The whole thing's shot in black and white, so it doesn't sound like it.
Is this something people want?
No, I didn't know it was black and white.
I was having a chat to Jimmy before the show, and we were like, "Well, when was the last time a Shakespeare movie came out?"
Yeah, I think I'm all for Shakespeare movies, but you've got to jazz them up.
Like a She's the Man type version.
Oh, yeah.
Because She's the Man is an adaptation of his play Twelfth Night.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. There's heaps of movies that are like Shakespeare dressed up. Like The Lion King is Hamlet.
Yeah. What? There's lots of them. Yeah.
Blowing my mind.
Heaps of them.
Ten Things I Hate About You. Yeah.
Or you just...
No. They're deliberately adaptations of it. So Ten Things I Hate About You is The Taming of the Shrew.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy, okay. Isn't it? Okay. They're good. but I don't want to.
And West Side Story, Romeo and Juliet.
Well, that's an obvious one.
And Cass was Meowth Meow.
Good one. That was so funny.
Not your greatest.
So glad you added to my gossip with that.
And that's what we finished with.
That. You've done better.
I've done worse too. Dos, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis. Give it to me, Jimmy. The pies, the pies. Give it to me, Nate. The pies, the pies. Give it to me, Jimmy. The pies, the pies. And all of Hobart says from the Pie Guys. I know this is real niche and behind the scenes, but mate, well done to you on the buttons. There's a lot of moving parts for Pie Guys. You probably wouldn't. Nate's that good on the buttons.
It sounds like it's all one thing, really, doesn't it?
All those little sound effects you hear are different buttons and things Nate needs.
That's me sitting in the production room going, and go camera four.
Camera four.
Yeah.
Cut to camera three.
Cut to camera three. Let's lift the volume up here.
Bringing in camera two slowly for a panning shot.
And lucky conductor.
I was listening to that going, you think that was all made.
Seamless.
Oh, seamless. Seamless. You are good. Well done, mate. Round of applause for you.
Oh, thanks, mate. Oh, hang on.
Hi, guys. That's us. Jimmy Nath. We are back for another year. We missed last year because of COVID. But we will come to your house this weekend, this Saturday, and bring you hot pies.
Hot pies.
Thanks to National Pies. And look, it's not just going to be Nathan and I. We're also bringing friend of the show, Alan Christensen.
Yeah, we established that earlier today. Former flag winner.
Yeah.
And won a grand final with the Cats.
Yeah, former Geelong, Brisbane Lions boy now playing down here for Lauderdale. Going to be joining us on the day. So if you'd love Nathan and I and Alan to come around your house, maybe have a kick of the footy. We were chatting as well. Look, if you're having something, because the game's a little bit later this weekend, we will come to your house, but maybe having something a bit earlier with your kids. I know, maybe, you know, she's going to get the kids in bed early or something, I don't know. Hit us up as well, 13 10 60. We come around potentially a little earlier.
So we'll bring the pies. We'll bring the hot pies. We're the pie experts. And then Alan, we're calling him our sausage roll because he's the footy expert. He'll have a kick with the kids. He'll talk footy with you guys. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he'll do all the footy stuff. We'll just deliver the food.
And tell a few jokes.
Have a few beers. That kind of stuff.
Flat out.
Yeah, flat out lizard drinking. We'll sit there with the parents while Alan, our sausage roll... kicks the footy.
Alan. Hey, guys, can I have a beer? Alan, shut up and kick the football.
Kick the footy, mate. Teach the kids to tackle, would you?
So, look, if you do want us to come to your house this weekend, come out and hang. Maybe, have a kick with the footy with the kids. 13 10 60 is the number. Give us a call right now.
Yeah, jump on the phones right now. And, Jim, as you said, it's all thanks to National Pies. Baked fresh daily here in Hobart. You want those free pies. You're having an AFL grand final party. You've got to jump on the phones right now. 13 10 60.
Yes, 13 10 60 is the number if you want us to come to your house this weekend. No guarantees yet because we do want to hit as many as possible.
Yeah.
But we've got to sort of figure out a plan.
We're collating a list.
Yes.
Yeah, collating a list.
So you probably will, you know. If you don't get on the phones, we're going to be doing it throughout the week, but also hit.com.au. You can register your party as well.
And also the day of, we like to try and throw in some wild cards as well. So if you have thrown together a last-minute party and you're umming and ahhing about it and you don't, oh, I don't know, I probably won't know until Saturday, there's still an opportunity we could come there. You've just got to follow us on the Instagram.
Very Tassie as well. Yeah. We're very last-minute people.
So Tassie. So.
And also Eggs Benny, who's on after us, he'll be on the radio on Saturday as well, so you can call him, he can tell us, so... we can still make it happen on the day.
And it is free pies, thanks to Tassie's favourite National Pies, Baked Fresh Daily here in Hobart. Now, the prerequisite is you need to be having a party of five people or more than five people, I think we said. More than five people.
More than five people.
And
Six.
Yeah, it's got to be at least six. And also, you've got to like hot pies. Two prerequisites. All right, Talia from Blackmans Bay. Talia, are you having an AFL granny party?
We are.
Okay, whereabouts, Talia?
Blackmans Bay.
Blackmans Bay,
beautiful part of the world.
How many people are coming, Talia?
So there'll be between 20 and 30 because we're having my daughter's first birthday party beforehand.
Oh, good idea. Two birds, one stone.
Joint party, a first birthday and an AFL party.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Talia, can you assure that at least 90% of people at that party do like hot pies?
I'm sure they all do.
Okay, good.
And they like us.
Well, I do, so that's all that matters.
It's not a prerequisite that they have to like us.
I just thought I'd throw it out there.
But it is good to know.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting if we go to Talia's and Talia's there and she goes, Jimmy and Dave, and there's like 29 people. Boo!
Yeah, and Talia's like, hey, I'll just take the pies, Jimmy. You can't actually come in.
Didn't realise everyone hates you.
Well, at least me and my kids that like you. We listen to you guys every morning.
Okay. Yeah. How many kids you got, Talia?
Three now.
Oh, they go?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm happy with that. It's 10% of the party. Yeah. Beautiful. I love that. All right, Talia, you are in the running for a visit from the Pie Guys, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Talia. Nathan from Geilston Bay. Nathan, you have an AFL granny party, buddy?
I am, indeed, yeah.
Okay. How many people? Where's it at, Nate?
Between 15 and 25 at my house.
Your house.
We do it every year for the last 5 years.
Have you ever invited us before or tried for
the Pie Guys? Yes, I've tried. Yep, I've tried and I've entered as well. On Hit FM.
And we've never been there, Nath?
No, but I have met you, Nath.
Oh, you've met me?
Okay. Yes, at the shaver shop.
Oh, shaver shop! Yes, I bought my nose hair trimmers.
You did.
They're good, I tell you. Except I might need to ask, I'm having some battery issues with that, but we might take that off here, Nath.
Maybe you can ask on Saturday.
If we go to your party, I'm bringing the nose hair trimmers and I've got a battery issue. But, Nath, anyway, you like hot pies, buddy?
Love hot pies. Love the national.
Okay,
the only pie I eat.
Oh, love that.
I mean, we can't have to go to Nathan's family.
Yeah,
because your nose hairs are getting out of control.
They absolutely are. Have you got a whippersnipper there?
Absolutely, and it's cordless.
Cordless. Love that.
Maybe you can swap batteries.
All right, Nate, your party's in the running, okay?
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, buddy. Fiona from Harrah Fee, you're having a grand final party. Fiona.
Yes, hello.
Hey, how you going,
Fee? You there, Fiona?
Oh, good, thanks, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Got you, Fiona?
Hi, good.
Yeah, how you going? You going all right?
Yeah. Yeah, grand final party, Fiona?
We are just a small gathering this year.
How many people?
There'll be about 10.
That's fine.
That's still a party. That's a party.
Totally fine.
So just family members, Fiona?
We've got some family coming down from the northwest coast, and we'll have a couple of Geelong supporters that'd be happy to have a bit of a debrief with Alan, I'm sure, about the finals.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. That's good. Fee, hot pies, you a fan of them?
Love a national pie, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Love a national pie.
National pies, they're the best pies, aren't they, Fiona?
They are. Love a national pie. And there'll be about five kids, so Alan will be happy to play with, I'm sure, and four adults. So.
And you're happy for us to just sit with the adults, have a few bevoirs, Fee?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Love that, Fee.
There'll be some cold beers there, Fiona?
There'll be cold beers for sure.
Oh, okay. God, I love you. Fee, your party's in the running, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Good on you. All right, Brenty from Sorrel. Hey, Brent, how are you?
Good, boys. How are you?
Going all right, buddy. You having an AFL granny party?
Yeah, mate, actually having it at a mate's place down at Snug.
Snug.
Ooh, a little Snug. Love
Beautiful
Snug.
Part of the world.
I think we went through a few parties at Snug last time we did this.
Snug knows how to party.
Yeah, oh, I tell you what, you want to go out to Snug, don't you?
Snuggle in for a big one.
It'll be a good one. There'll be 8-ball table out in the shed, wood heater going. There'll be Harley parked out there to sit on and play with. So it'll be a good night.
Bloody oath. All right.
Probably won't trust us on the Harley, but... No.
We'll look at it from a distance.
All right, Brent, I wouldn't trust this with the heater either.
Brent, everybody at the party likes hot pies?
Mate, they love hot pies. You only got to see the guts on a few of them.
Boom. Brenty, your party out at Snug is in the running, okay?
Awesome, boys. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. There you go. I tell you. Pie Guys.
Pie Guys.
Still opportunities. Hit.com.au if you want to get your party in the running.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't catch her on the phone.
Yeah, take some more calls tomorrow and Friday. But yeah, hit.com.au if you want Jimmy and Nath and our sausage roll, Alan Christensen, to drop by your house.
Which is good because we're just outsourcing the kicking of the footy.
Yeah, we could just have more fun.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.